Two Bros TV Podcast.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Two Bros Podcast. It is episode three.
Look at us.
I know.
We are official podcasters.
Moving along, yeah.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. I guess my dad found my sound machine.
No, that's not a sound machine. We have an actual live studio audience. Thanks, everybody, for showing up today. See?
You know, even if it wasn't there, you could still... Wait, what? You could still see that. Ew, that's so wet and gross.
Excuse me.
That's so gross.
I had a late lunch.
Ew. All right, let's get on with the question of the day.
Let's go. What do you got?
What is your favorite Lego set that we've ever built together?
Favorite Lego set that we built together?
Yes. So not the Death Star.
Right. Wyatt has the really cool Lego
Death Star.
And I surprised him with it for Christmas.
Yes.
And it took me a month to build it.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's actual size. I mean, it's the actual size of the Death Star.
That's not no moon.
That's the Lego Death Star that I built you.
Star Wars references.
Let's see. Favorite. I'm going to say the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
Or, this is a tie. The first one. Your first set ever, which was a fire engine.
Oh, yeah.
That one was pretty cool. Whoa! Lego sets. What's your favorite?
My favorite, I would agree with Millennium Falcon. But I would also, that's really hard. We have a lot of Lego sets.
Yeah, a lot of good ones.
A lot of ones that we actually used for a while and then destroyed for pieces and just ideas.
Yeah, we slammed them down to destroy them.
Yes, we got a sledgehammer. And we poured gasoline.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We threw them down the street.
Yes.
And just dropped them out of
a
hot air balloon.
Fury.
And when we broke them, we lost a lot of.
All right. Well, my favorite is probably the Millennium Falcon. And then. My second is going to be the first Lego set that we've ever built. He had to do the drum roll. My third favorite.
Oh,
we're probably third. The X-Wing.
Oh, yeah. So this is all your Star Wars
builds.
Yeah.
Well, the fire engine isn't.
Yeah.
A Star Wars build.
Yeah. You have a Ninjago building that's like.
Oh, my God.
Really
that's
impressive.
Like 30 stories tall.
Yeah. But then when you walk through it, it's just like,
whew. Oh, remember that, like, when we got, like, the Christmas card with, like, all the Christmas Lego sets? And I made a joke because, you know those, like, Lego houses that are, like, just a wall of decorations?
It's like a movie set. Like, it's just fake front.
Yes.
You walk in, like, hey, where's the rest of the building?
Yeah, so we were, like, pretending, like, I'm a skier. Who got stranded in the snow. And then I finally found that, and it's just a wall.
Yeah, and you had
like, oh my God, I finally found shelter. I walked through it like, more wind. Why? It's not a real house. Wait, can I knock this over? It's just a movie set. Hey, I'm not stranded in the snow.
Does that annoy you guys if you guys have Lego sets?
Yes.
It did for us.
Oh,
then
my
God. But then we were like, okay, well, I guess we'll just have to build the rest of the building.
But you don't always have the pieces that you require.
That's true.
With the same colors. Like, one time I bought a Halloween house thingy. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was just the front wall. And we were like, you know what? Let's build the rest of it. Didn't have any purple bricks or any black stairs.
So it was like a Christmas. It was like a Halloween front. And then it was like a little bit of Christmas. And then like it had like an Easter door. And then it had.
You're naming all the holidays?
Holiday things. And then it had like a cockpit, you know, room. You know, you
are had we to, going like, into an airplane
hybrid,
now?
You had to build hybrid things.
Okay.
That's how well I did with that build.
No, you, no, no. You do not deserve that clap.
All right. Are you ready for dad jokes?
Yes.
For this episode?
I think I'm ready for dad jokes.
All right. Speaking of sound.
Again, I don't know what the dad jokes are.
All right.
I...
This one is sound and music related. Mostly music related. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you
I'm
definitely ready.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Let me ask the crowd, the in-studio audience. Hey, in-studio audience, are you guys ready? I think they're ready.
I think they're laughing at you for asking them if they're ready.
Oh, they are?
Yes.
What?
Why that sound? Why that sound?
What the heck? We're having all kinds of technical difficulties. Wait, wait. This isn't a game show.
Did we make a sale?
There we go. Oh, I guess we lost.
Okay.
We won.
Oh.
We lost.
We lost.
We won.
Wait. We won. Where is it? Where is it?
Hurry up. People are listening. What are you looking for?
I don't know
that
where it is.
It looks like a calculator.
We won. We won a lot of. But then we lost a lot of.
Oh, we lost a lot of. Fog
money.
Horns. Oh, okay.
Or
all right, here's the question.
Money.
I mean, the dad joke. The dad jokes. I have lots of dad jokes. I think
how
I have like
many?
Five of them.
Oh.
Ready?
Oh. Three or two bonus questions.
Yeah. Okay, first
jokes,
one.
Not questions. All right, first one.
Why did the piano player keep banging his head against the keys?
Oh, God.
His or her head.
I'm sure you looked up these.
No, I made all of these.
No,
up.
He went in his. He went in his recording studio. He went in the recording studio to his computer. So I'm like, yeah, he, yeah, definitely.
When I made this in the recording studio, after I found them, do you know the answer?
Like, no, I don't. Okay. I don't.
Why did the piano player keep banging his or her head against the keys? Because he or she was playing by ear.
No. Can we slow-mo that? Can we slow-mo that, please?
All right, number two. Are you ready for the next one?
Needs to be a slow clap. Yes, I'm ready.
I know. We should do a slow clap one.
We need to slow it down. Oh, God. Is the piano going to fall on my head?
Why is a piano so hard to open?
Because it's a piano.
Oh, okay.
Because of it's a piano. Oh,
wrong.
Well, I guess I'm wrong. And how much money did I lose?
Did you lose?
A lot. Okay, got it. Oh, even more. Oh, my God.
That many.
Oh, my God. That's 3 million. Each one is a million, by the way.
Oh, so okay.
3 million.
Equals a million. All right.
Math.
Big brain. All right, here we go. Why is a piano so hard to open? Because the keys are inside. How do you open it without keys? You can't.
It. Yeah, I guess so. I see an X on a word, I think. Or is it just like a Y?
What? Oh, back here?
Yeah, it's like an X.
I can't read my own writing. That's the problem.
Guys, super sloppy writing.
When you get to be my age, everything looks like a doctor's handwriting.
Yes.
It's like... Ugh.
We're not making fun of doctor's handwriting.
No.
But we're just saying they're rushing, usually.
Yes.
So they just... I need to write down the patient.
Yeah.
What's your name? White Island.
It's COVID. There's a lot of
COVID.
All right. Here we go. What is a mummy's favorite kind of music?
How does everything I say, speaking of, to the joke?
Because it's perfectly, set up for you, right?
Can you tell the future?
Yes.
How did you know that I was going to say that?
I could tell the future. The future.
I can tell you the future.
All right, what is a mummy's favorite kind of music? Rap music.
Oh,
rap
music.
Music.
You said rap.
Rap, did I?
Yeah,
rap.
You said rap, rap music.
Rap music.
Catch that in editing.
Yeah, I'll have to fix it. All right, here's the next one. What type of music are balloons afraid of?
Oh, God. High-pitched sounds.
Oh, close. Close. Close, but wrong.
Oh, well, I lost the game show.
What type of music are balloons afraid of? Pop music.
Oh, I knew it was going to be something cheesy.
Oh, my gosh.
I was thinking cheesy. No, I was thinking logical.
All right, here's the last one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. Are you going to time it? Nope, you mistimed it.
Now, no, see, it was ready right then. Here we go. Singing in the shower is all fun and games until while you're shampooing and you get soap in your mouth. Then it becomes a...
Oh, God. Soap opera.
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah!
Soap opera.
Very nice.
I'm like, soap opera. That's clever. That's clever.
Yeah. This is how much money you win.
So zero?
That's a zero.
I'm guessing?
Yeah, that's a zero. She didn't win any music either. I mean, any music.
Oh, no, she fell down the steps. What? How does that correlate with anything?
She's very bouncy.
Oh, she's a bouncy ball.
No, they're like a slinky. Like a slinky. Remember slinkies?
Yes, I remember.
You're old enough to remember slinkies.
I remember.
You were born in the 50s.
Yes, the 1950s. I was. I'm actually a costume of an old guy. Yeah.
You look great for your age.
Yes. No, I'm an old guy in a child costume.
Somebody walk by. You're handsome. You're a handsome old guy.
Handsome fella.
Yeah. All right. Very nice.
All right. It was good doing another podcast.
Yes, sir.
Number three. Wow.
Yep. What's our topic for the next one? Do we know?
They'll have to see.
Yeah.
In the next one.
Tune in next time.
Subscribe so yes. You know when that next one comes out.
There you go.
And also just subscribe because why not?
Yeah.
There's no one not telling you not to.
It's free. It's free to subscribe. Okay, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right. See you next week. See you.
Two Bros TV Podcast.